This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Imagine for a moment your business is doing well, really, really well, booming here, practically exploding overseas. Now imagine you can't meet that demand because what it is that you make has to sit for years before you can sell it. And so we arrive at the sad, sad place where Maker's Mark bourbon is going to be watered down to create enough supply. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
For whiskey to be labeled bourbon, it has to be made from at least 51% corn, distilled at no higher than 160 proof, be aged in a white oak barrel, and it doesn't have to be made in Kentucky, but it does have to be made in America.
If you meet those requirements, you are bourbon.
Michael Veach is the author of Kentucky Bourbon Whiskey and American Heritage. He says Maker's Mark is one of the few family-operated distilleries remaining in the United States. The distillery started making bourbon in 1954, right around the time Amos Milburn recorded the song Let Me Go Home Whiskey.
Let me go home whiskey.
In recent years, bourbon has been on a roll. Sales have tripled outside the U.S.
The problem is that these last 10 years, the industry has been growing faster than anybody thought it ever would.
That is a problem for aged whiskey like Maker's. The bourbon distilling now won't be out of the casks for another 6 years. Beam Incorporated, which owns Maker's, says it hasn't made enough to keep up with demand. So Rob Samuels, the grandson of Maker's founder, announced a solution. Maker's will lower the alcohol content by 6.6% by adding water to each batch. That could turn some loyal fans off the brand, which is why it made the announcement in an email to customers it calls ambassadors, like Eric Motter in Kansas City. As an ambassador, he subscribes to an email list, and he receives gifts each year, like a knitted sweater for his bottle.
Maybe they should cut out the free gift for the ambassadors and keep the bourbon at full strength.
And be warned, if you're a bourbon drinker, the supply problem is industry-wide. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.